This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Michelle Aloy, in for Madeline Brand. Well, it's a sad day here at KCRW. Our former music critic and DJ, Eric J. Lawrence, passed away yesterday. He was 52 years old. Eric, who went by EJL, was a fixture on this show, Press Play, and he often came on the show to share his love and knowledge of all kinds of music. So we're going to remember him today. A while back, he spoke with Madeline Brand about the year 1991 and why it was such an important year for rock music.
You know, a lot of college rock stations were a little bit wary of major label releases, wanting to just sort of spend more of their airtime on sort of the lesser known bands. But, you know, there was a recognition that this was a sound that was captivating. There was starting to become this new heavy rock sound that incorporated kind of the from a generation that listened to their parents' classic rock records, but also from their own experiences with punk rock, and kind of melded the two to create something that was different and was more personal, maybe more political. And so we recognized that it was something that people were going to be interested to hear. And we were, of course, terribly excited when the mainstream sort of caught up with that idea.
Oh, baby, maybe he'll see a little better Saturday. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, now, faces that he sees time again ain't that familiar. Oh, darling, he can't help when he's happy, let's say.
Eric's passion for music started long before he came to KCRW, when he served as a DJ and general manager at UCLA Radio, where he played bands like Pearl Jam and Nirvana. Decades later, Eric took his love for music and earned a graduate degree in literature with a focus on music. That made him the perfect guest to talk about Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016.
He is not just a poet, right? You know, I think he sort of blanched a little bit at the notion of winning the Nobel Prize for Literature, because it is so unlike what traditionally they give that award to, people that write poems. No, he writes songs, and songs are another beast. There are words to them, but there is a musical component, and the music really does make a difference. This is also goes to the idea of, you know, his voice. A lot of people have difficulty with his voice, and he, I'm sure, would be the first to admit that his voice is not the greatest instrument of all time. But he's able to evoke so much with his voice, and in this stage of his life and career, this sort of wizened, grumpy old man kind of voice on occasion. And so when he sings some of these songs that, you know, evoke kind of violent, active imagery, it sounds, the wit comes through this notion of this kind of grizzled old man with his pencil-thin mustache saying these words. That's part, I think, of his charm a little bit, is the fact that I'm not sure that he takes himself very seriously.
In this world so badly bent, how can I redeem the time? A time so idly spent, how much longer can it last? How long can it go on? Embrace my love, put down my head, and I cross the Rubicon.
Eric also shared with us many of the songs that got him through the long days and nights he spent studying. Here he is talking about one of his favorite artists, the late New Orleans legend, Dr. John.
Sort of his early persona as he was sort of developing his own sound as a solo artist was kind of as this voodoo witch doctor. And so that's sort of where the doctor component came in. What's ironic is he was actually given a honorary doctorate from his hometown university, Tulane, not that long ago.
So he actually was a doctor.
He is actually a doctor. I will say, I have a personal interaction with him. in that there was a concert of his that we were presenting, KCRW was presenting, and oftentimes we have a DJ go to introduce the show. And so I went to do that. And that's always a little bit of a nerve-wracking experience to be out there in front of people that, you know, really have no desire to see you. They just want to see the show start. So I'm sort of pacing around backstage, and he sort of comes up from the wings, and I think he sees me. And he doesn't say anything, but he sort of, you know, nods in my direction and shakes his gree-gree stick at me. So I sort of got the benediction from Dr. John, and that made it all go
Excellent.
Down easy.
And that Dr. John song that got him through grad school, it's called Let's Make a Better World. Well, Eric, you made this world better, and we'll miss you. That does it for us on Press Play. Thank you for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.